Joining me now is Aksa Khan. She is with Rain Oregon, or Oregon Rain, and she is the new liaison here, or the venture catalyst here for the Florence area. And Aksa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the Lane County Venture Catalyst with RAIN, and I have my background in economic development, community planning, and architecture. I have gotten my master's from the University of Oregon, and I also I wear two hats at RAIN. So I am the venture catalyst. I'm also the advocacy communications coordinator. So that's also part of my job. And yeah, there I am.
So let me familiarize people with what RAIN does. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Regional Accelerator Innovation Network and what it does? Now, you took over for Ariel, who has moved on. Tell me a little bit about what RAIN is, because it's a statewide organization, correct?
RAIN is global.
We just went global,
and we had our board members sign that off. And what we do, so it actually stands for Regional Accelerator Innovation Network. RAIN is a 501c3 nonprofit, and our mission statement is to catalyze entrepreneurial ecosystems. So when we think of ecosystem or entrepreneurial infrastructure, we just think of the physical attributes, you know, that is like incubation spaces, retail spaces, or like community networking events, or giving access to capital. But when we get into the details of an ecosystem, there's so much more to it. You know, it's the people who have an idea and are entrepreneurs and want to build up a business empire. It's the people who have started this mom and pop shop and don't know how to do the social media management for it. Or it's the high school student that has amazing social media skills but doesn't know how to project them onto a business to help his community. So that's where RAIN kind of comes in, and we are kind of like little droplets of RAIN because we fill in all these gaps that are existing within the current entrepreneurial economic development world as we see it. So we're here to catalyze them and empower them and just connect people to all the relevant resources. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes, it does. And this is for more than just, obviously from your description, it's more than just for brick and mortar stores. It's for online presence. It's for just the creative person who wants to develop who they are into something marketable as well, right?
Yeah, definitely.
In a small town like Florence, what sort of things are you most accustomed to hearing about, or what sort of requests or what sort of information are you asked to contribute to some of the businesses?
So that's a great question. And I think Florence has been our champion since the start. It was the first city that invited us in. And we have always maintained very strong relationships with not only the community partners, but also with the entrepreneurs. And, you know, like one of our modules of going into a community is that we never like just go into a community with a prescriptive model. We always try to investigate and see what the business or what the community is needing and then try to find resources with. Saying that, I think Florence has a huge opportunity in terms of like its geographic location, right? And then with the seasons, especially in the summer season, like there's so much tourism that is coming into the space. So building up on that opportunity and then also kind of retaining the economic development throughout the year so that the businesses are able to retain in the rainy months when not so much tourism is coming. And also making sure that the money in Florence stays in Florence. So right now, I'm sure, I don't know if you're familiar with the local the gift card that the chamber just launched. I think that's a great incentive for local merchants in the area to get their businesses on there so that when people are shopping for the holidays, they're shopping locally and supporting small entrepreneurs in this area.
How can you help someone that might have an idea, but because they're not sure of even what questions to ask you, how can you help bring out those questions so that you can better understand what a person is wanting to do?
Yeah, I think that's like literally my favorite part of the job, is because a lot of times when people come into these meetings, they expect like a very economic development, serious business talk. But, you know, that's not how RAIN operates. We recognize that like a lot of these small business owners or entrepreneurs are just people and they have like these brilliant ideas and they just want to chat. So whenever I am working with a new client, I just go in there with like a smile and we buy them coffee. And we are just at like in that moment, we're just here to provide support and compassion and listen to you, right? And after the entrepreneur or the client, even saying client feels so too formal, they feel comfortable, then we start talking about their business idea. And once I think you have given someone that support and that comfortable space to get the ideas running, that's when the juices start flowing. Yeah, and that's when we start brainstorming about what marketing strategies they can incorporate, how they can collaborate with other businesses in the future, how they can raise capital, like all of these things. Because and I'm sorry, I'm just going on and on about this question, but being a part of being RAIN is also that you have to be an entrepreneur, whether that's successful or failed, but you have to go through the struggles to understand what the other person is facing. So a lot of times, you know, you can relate a lot with what they're struggling with, and you have to bounce so many things all at the same time, that just providing that support and that space of understanding is oftentimes the key.
Now, without divulging any, you know, local secrets, what are some of the ideas that you, when you heard, you were just like, wow, this is really cool, and that it turned out to be something that was workable?
Honestly, I think there's so many brilliant entrepreneurs in Florence. Sarah, who has Rose and Crown, she just did the soft opening of her studio space. And yesterday, actually, she was going, she posted on her social media the backstory behind her project and why she's so passionate about the work that she's doing. A little bit more information. She's a herbalist, and she has started this amazing line of body and beauty products that are completely organic and naturally nature-based, and are just so, so, so beautiful and aesthetically so pleasing. So like, you know, that whole idea where she's taking garden plant proportions from the Oregon coast and turning them into like these amazing beauty or natural products that people can use to like work on their essence, to create more aesthetics, to take care of their skin. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm just hooked to all her products.
What does a person need to do to participate with RAIN? What are there any prerequisites? Are there anything they have to have other than an idea?
So we work with people in all stages of entrepreneurship, right? Someone who has, who's the second gen of like a business, you know, they had this mom and pop store that was passed to them and now they don't know how to take it to the next level. Or someone who just has an idea and wants to start it up. Someone who has been in the business on and off for the last 5 years. So like I said earlier as well, that we don't have like one prescriptive model. We try to investigate according to the person's business struggles. And a lot of people come to us in the first year of launching their business and they need support. And then we don't see them for the next 5 years. But like, you know, they come back after 5 years and they're like, okay, so these were my 5 year goal plans that I needed to achieve. And I've done that. And I don't know how to expand my business further on. And I want to start another franchise in, let's say, Vanita, you know, so how do I do that? So I think whatever you're struggling with, whatever questions are going through your mind, you just come talk to us. And we're here to provide support. And the best way to reach us is whether get in touch with our entrepreneurs in community or reach out to me. I'm the whole Lane County Venture Catalyst. So, yeah.
And how would they get a hold of you? They call, they email? What's the process?
So the preferred process to get in touch with me is to send me an email with a little bit of background information about your business, about you. And my email address is Aksa, A for Apple, Q for Queen, S for Sam, A for Apple again, at OregonRain.org. And just a little bit about your background and send me an email and I will probably get back to you about 2 to 3 times that work for me in the upcoming days and we can schedule an appointment. Or you can call me at 908-416-0121 and leave a voicemail if I don't pick up and just tell me a little bit bio about the business and I will schedule an appointment with you.
Okay, that sounds easy enough.
Yeah.
And that's it for the December edition of Our Town. Tune in again next month. We'll have more guests and we'll start off the new year with a bang.